With warplanes patrolling the skies over Baghdad, U.S. troops made their second show-of-force foray into the Iraqi capital. Meanwhile, British troops have staged their largest incursion in Iraq's second-largest city, Basra. Powerful explosions were heard in Baghdad as U.S. troops made their second incursion into the Iraqi capital. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks described U.S. casualties as light in a previous confrontation Saturday on the southern outskirts of Baghdad, but he said an estimate of 2,000 to 3,000 Iraqi deaths was reasonable.
We know that it was a considerable amount of destruction on all of the force that was encountered, and so I've tried to characterize it in those types of terms. A considerable amount of destruction in virtually every engagement that we have. It's very one-sided.
VOA correspondent Alicia Rue, who was with U.S. forces at the Baghdad airport, says she believes Saturday's show of force was aimed at sending a message to the Iraqi regime.
I think that was more of a symbolic gesture yesterday, just to let the Iraqis know that they could move in at any time. And I think it was a lot to do with trying to counter Iraqi claims that the U.S. and coalition troops were nowhere near the capital.
In the south, a column of British tanks and armored personnel carriers rumbled into Basra to root out paramilitaries still holed up there. Royal Air Force Group Captain Al Lockwood says local civilians have been providing British forces with some assistance.
It's really getting on our in our armored vehicles and going into the city, sort of probing into areas where we haven't been before, checking to see what the response from the local civilians are, but more importantly, looking for these paramilitary forces that we know are in there, trying to seek their hideouts, using the information that local people are giving us to go in there and try and get them out of there and away from the local population.
In northern Iraq, Central Command says it is investigating a report of friendly fire. A British journalist who witnessed the incident says a U.S. warplane bombed a Kurdish convoy escorted by U.S. Special Forces, killing a number of people. Meanwhile, Russia says a convoy of Russian diplomats was fired on Sunday as it left Baghdad bound for Syria. It is not clear who fired at the convoy. In Washington, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told Fox News Sunday he is not concerned that coalition forces have not yet found indications of weapons of mass destruction.
The key to finding these things is to get the people who know about it in circumstances where they're no longer fearful and intimidated and let them tell us. And we aren't yet at that point. In fact, most of those people are probably collected in places where they're intimidated and terrorized.
Mr. Wolfowitz added that the top priorities for coalition troops on the ground is winning the war, getting control of the country, and toppling what he called Iraq's evil regime. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.